as I read these two songs in Luke's Gospel. It spoke to me about how song is an important part of the lives of the majority of us. Music lifts us, makes us cry, calms our fears and stresses. Perhaps even more so, the words of hymns, songs and poems resonate with us and express our inner thoughts and feelings. Even words written by others still speak vividly to us as if they were our own. In our passage today, we read words expressed by Elizabeth, Zechariah and Mary. Heartfelt, beautiful words of salvation. When I used to walk to the rail station each day, I quite often would write a song of praise and sing it as I walked along. Unfortunately, by the time I'd settled on the train, the words would more often than not be gone. The fact they had didn't lessen the outpouring of praise to God. I do have a notebook of those words I remembered, but the tunes always escape my mind. I encourage you during this Lenten season to take time to sing a new song to the Lord, and if possible, commit it to paper. Don't be afraid to share it with someone. They will benefit from your words and the power and passion which caused you to write them. This passage also speaks of the potential for each of our lives. What then is this child going to be? Whilst in this context we are thinking of a newborn baby, and perhaps more usually we think this of the children we know, we are all God's children, and so we can all ask ourselves, what then are we going to be as we continue our lives of faith in God? We come now to our prayers. Each day I will pick a sentence from the Bible passage which we can use for contemplative prayer. We think of the words in order to understand their context and meaning, feeling the meaning of the words with and in your heart. We pray using these words for ourselves or for others, with only a name, and without explaining the reasons or predefining any answers. We listen for God's voice in the quiet of our prayers. What then is this child going to be? Loving God, may my own heart be bursting with the joy of knowing you. May my voice speak of your love for the world and everyone in it. Help me to overcome my fears and anxieties, my lack of courage and confidence, so that I may sing a new song every day of your place in my life. Let me speak of your desire to be at the centre of everyone's life. Let me always be asking you what you want me to be, at this moment and in the future. If change is coming in my life, help me embrace and rejoice in it, knowing that you are a part of every circumstance in my life. Help me to see that each step I take as I share your good news is a step I take with you. Help me to know that you do indeed show me the path, one step at a time. Amen.